Thank you, Ryan. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And we are graced with the presence of one Patrick McDonald in the studio.
That's as good a theme song as any for me.
It says it all, doesn't it?
It does.
Patrick, plug your website, plug your tours, let people know where they can find you.
HollywoodChicago.com. I got a nice preview of the Chicago International Film Festival today and also an interview with Mimi Plouchet, who's a new artistic director. ChicagoFilmTour.com, 312-593-4455. We'll definitely be running this weekend with the International in town, which is starting tonight.
Outstanding.
Yes.
The biggest story in show business in the movie world is certainly Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Did you see this coming at all? Is this a total shock to you? When did you realize, uh-oh, there's trouble for this guy?
Well, what was interesting was the way the timeline and the way the story broke. You know, it was the dogged determination of the New York Times that brought this story to light. Now, when you see a headline that says Hollywood mogul involved in harassment, your first reaction is, well, duh, you know, because that's just the business. But I like how it's built up. I like that it's become a national conversation because it should be. And if it takes somebody that slimy to do it, I think it exposes a lot of the ills of the show business world.
Bill had mentioned something earlier, and I believe it. This is just the icing on the cake. I believe a lot of moguls are going to be exposed, so to speak.
Well, we were just talking before we went on the air about Louis B. Mayer and how in those days they used to get away with a lot more because of the, you know, societal structure that they had in those days. And it was... they called them six-month girls. They would sign women up for 6 months who were good-looking.
With no intention
with
of,
no
putting,
intention
them in
of
movies.
Putting them in movies.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah. So. Louis B. Mayer is one of the M's in the MGM logo.
Yes, they're very good.
Know from there. All right, so back then, in the golden years of Hollywood, they had entire groups of people whose job it was to clean up.
Yes.
If somebody made a mistake, whether it was the head of a studio or an actor, their job was to come in and Harvey Keitel it and scrub it and make it clean.
Right, right. Wolf. Yeah, the a very famous incident involved Clark Gable. He well, there was a couple things with Gable, but he actually was involved in an accident where he was driving drunk and killed somebody. So they had to clean that up. And also his involvement with Gone with the Wind had to do with settling his marriage at the time so he could be free to marry Carol Lombard. So this is not new stuff. This is just everything old is new again.
But do movie companies still have that? Is there a branch of every movie company or some movie companies where there's somebody whose job it is to fix the mistakes of the people who work for the company?
I think in any multi-million dollar commerce area, there are the goon squad, whether they're lawyers or send lawyers, guns, or money.
Yep.
You know,
is it possible for him, for Harvey Weinstein, to rebound from this, or is he done forever?
That's a good question. I think at this point in his career, he may be done forever.
Really?
I mean, you know, one of the things that really bothered me, he's 55 years old, okay? And he...
I thought he was older.
Yeah, he looks older. But he said, well, I was thinking about 60s and 70s
mentality.
The culture
he grew
up in. I'm like, well, you were a kid and a teenager.
Right.
That's no excuse.
No. No.
I mean, you know, I grew up exactly in those times. I was not, you know, that was the second wave of feminism.
Right.
You know, Billie Jean King versus Bobby Riggs, you know, talk about a national discussion there. We were just talking about that movie a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Go see that movie. That'll show you some historical context,
you know,
about the 1970s.
So the public has a very short memory for things like this. You can find dozens of people who you go, oh, I don't know if this person will ever work again. And then they do.
Yeah.
But he may not be one of them.
This is too big, don't you think?
This is huge, yeah.
It's poisoning the well.
Yeah.
And that's really what's different about this.
Also, we're seeing stars now say, oh, that guy, you know, I'll use a couple of names here, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Russell Crowe. Those guys were in on this and knew it and did nothing. So just by nature of the fact that they were connected, I don't know about their working relationship.
It's going crazy. I mean, Rose McGowan called out Ben Affleck on Twitter, and now she was banned from Twitter for it. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, there's some power plays going on right now that we have no idea about. And
what about these actors who knew? I'll use Brad Pitt as an example.
Yes.
Brad Pitt at the time was dating Gwyneth Paltrow,
yes,
who had a couple of instances, negative instances with Harvey Weinstein. He still worked for him. He still made movies with him even after he knew this.
But as a boyfriend, he went up and physically threatened him, apparently.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, I think Harvey got the idea, even though he was a mogul at the time, you know. Another aspect of this is that, you know, people in show business is such a tough business. Any connection that you get to get up to the next level, you're going to carefully nurture. And besides, you know, what Weinstein did as far as his harassment, what level below that did he do? You know, just marginalizing.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's tough to be a woman in any kind of show business, I'm sure, Wendy.
Well, I mean, even starting in radio, it's like, hey, who'd you have to do something to get your job? It's like, didn't.
Yeah.
You can't just
be on the merits of your own skill.
No.
Somebody would assume.
I think that's changed.
Right. Right.
But definitely in the motion picture business.
Right.
I mean, we talked about this too before, Bill.
Yeah.
I look back at these old actresses. Natalie Wood was a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
But Marilyn Monroe, was she that great of an actress?
Well, she readily admitted to being a casting couch person, mm-hmm. you know, to get to where she got. Now, her stardom was based a lot on timing. But if you see some of the, you know, like Niagara or The Misfits. I mean, you can see Monroe as an actor, and she was serious about it. But
Some Like It Hot.
Yeah,
that's
Some
my
Like
favorite
It Hot.
Movie,
she's amazing in that. A very great comedic piece.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. A bunch of new movies, ton of new movies opening this weekend. Patrick McDonald is here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Patrick McDonald is here from TVShowPatrol.com. A bunch of new movies, Patrick.
Yes.
We get to as many of them as we possibly can. Why are they all opening at the same time? What's going on?
Well, Oscar season has started with a vengeance this weekend. We're getting a lot of the films that are considered, you know, award-worthy, as they do in the fall, which is, it's kind of disappointing that films are marketed like this. I think we're getting kind of away from that. I saw trends this year where they're putting award-worthy films within the summer and spring season.
The thought process is our minds won't retain something we saw in the summer. We have to have seen it in October, November, or December for us to remember it for the Academy Awards.
Right. And, you know, but we saw Beguiled over the summer, which I think still will have some legs to the award season. We'll see.
Oh, yeah?
But opening tomorrow is Marshall, and that will also open the 53rd Chicago International Film Festival tonight with the big red carpet and all that. The stars will be out there. Chadwick Boseman, who plays Thurgood Marshall in one of his early trials, and he eventually came on to be the first African-American Supreme Court Justice,
mm-hmm.
and that happened 50 years ago this very month in 1967. So this is sort of a celebration of Thurgood Marshall. The performances are great. Josh Gad plays the attorney who kind of is in front of Thurgood doing the trial while he's behind him, as
Sterling
they did
K.
in those
Brown.
Days. Sterling
Love
K.
Him.
Brown.
From, he's so good.
Yeah,
from
and
this
he plays the Joseph Spell, who is being prosecuted. 1941, Greenwich, Connecticut, and 3 out of 5, because I think this is shown through the lens of today rather than kind of giving us an idea of what society was like back then. I think 42, the Jackie Robinson story, did a good job of doing that.
Which also starred
Chadwick Boseman, and he also played James Brown in Get On Up.
Yeah.
So he is the bio guy, and he's doing a great job. 3 out of 5 for Marshall. Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. This is the year of Wonder Woman, and this is another movie, except this is the true story of the creation of Wonder Woman, or based on the true story. William Moulton Marston was the guy's name who created Wonder Woman, and he was a early practitioner of free love. Yes, free love, my friends. His wife and mistress lived with him. Apparently, they practiced some kind of kinky stuff, which went into the Wonder Woman comic eventually. Hmm. Now, this is an erotic tale that isn't particularly erotic, which I felt it needed a little more tension, you know, a little more of that je ne sais quoi. I'm going to give it 3 out of 5 as well.
Who is this
movie?
But it's
very well performed again.
Who is it marketed toward? Because a lot of people brought their
very
daughters to see Wonder Woman.
Wow.
And then you see that in the title and you go, well, this is a sequel to Wonder Woman, but no.
Yeah, I can't wait till that is when the whips and chains come out. Let's see what eyes get covered in the theater. Yeah, this is a hard R. You know, they're showing what's going on. Yeah. And it's fascinating, I guess, for adults if you want to know the origin of Wonder Woman, which is an amazing story. I just don't think they properly put it up there. I don't know. It's with Luke Evans, who was Gaston in Beauty and the Beast, mm-hmm. and then Rebecca Hall, who's amazing.
Oh, she's good.
I just love her. And then Bella Heathcote plays the younger mistress. So those are the three.
And Chadwick Boseman is Wonder Woman in this?
Yes,
he's that good. What is The Florida Project?
This is my film of the weekend. This is a study of the hidden homeless. The people who have to weekly go into those hotels and say, here's my money. I get another week. I get another week. I get another week.
Yeah.
And these hotels are around Disney World. So it's set, you know, right around Disney World here. Willem Dafoe plays the hotel manager, and he plays him with kind of a heart of gold.
Yeah.
But he's in a difficult situation. He still has to turn these people out when they're not paying. So it's about it centers on a little girl and her mother. The mother is played by Bria Venati, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But she's amazing in it. She plays probably had this baby when she was 16 and has nowhere else to go. The girl is played by Brooklyn Prince, who is just sensational.
Yeah.
7-year-old dynamo as an actor. And just it's so natural, it just blows you.
Did you ever see that Willem Dafoe movie where he played a guy that was kind of creepy?
Well, this is
my favorite one.
Yes. And this is the guy, Sean Baker, the director, who did Tangerine. Do you know about Tangerine?
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah,
yeah, where he shot the whole thing on an iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, I did it sort of as a publicity stunt because I did interview him. He said, I did it as a publicity stunt, and suddenly I'm the go-to guy for the iPhone. But I said, man, what a great idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a couple of big release movies that you have not seen.
I don't know,
were they not screened or you just were
too
busy?
It was just with the busyness of this week. It's just crazy. Happy Death Day. That's from Blumhouse, you know, who did The Purge and Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
That's going to be your Halloween film, apparently. It's like a Groundhog Day for killing. Jessica Roth plays a woman who wakes up every day on her birthday only to get murdered and start the process again.
Well, that would suck. Yeah, it's bad enough to get murdered once.
Every day. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
What an interesting idea. And then, of course, The Foreigner with Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, yeah.
And the director is a guy that Brosnan had worked previously on a Bond film. So, So Chan plays a London businessman with a past that erupts when his daughter is killed in a terrorist incident. And Brosnan is the police official.
There's martial arts somewhere in the movie, I'm guessing, right?
There'll be a...
There would have to be.
But, you know, I from the early reviews, I've been seeing that Chan really plays it a little darker, which he started with The Karate Kid, played a little darker character there, and now he's taking it in the second part of his career to another level. So
I played softball with him once.
Very good.
Was he nice?
He was so nice.
He seems like he would be.
He was so nice. They did
good
a
softball player?
Did you use the bats as... fighting?
No, there was no fighting. Darn. He had never played softball before, so we had to teach him how to play, and he wasn't very good at it, but when he left, he had to leave early. He went up to each player on both teams and bowed and shook their hands.
Amazing.
It was the most...
He seems really sweet.
He was an incredible guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Patrick, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Plug again the website.
Yes, chicagofilmtour.com, 312-593-4455. HollywoodChicago.com, of course, is where I do my writing. And if you're around the Chicago Film Festival next 2 weeks, say hello.
It's coming now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Patrick. We'll take a quick break and then find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's us, Bill and Wendy, WGN.